In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Good morning. So the Gospel this morning paints an interesting picture for us. Jesus desires to teach the people, but likely what would happen is they would crowd around him, and he'd be speaking forward to some, and some would be gathered behind him. So he sees two boats that are empty. And so he chooses one, happened to be Simon's boat. We often call him Peter. And so he gets in. He doesn't say, "Please, can I borrow your boat?" He gets in and asks Peter to push him out a little ways so that he can teach the people from the boat. Simon didn't know him. And after having toiled all night, catching nothing, Simon was most likely not in the mood for someone to be taking his boat. He was probably tired, wet, most likely frustrated. And we see that sort of in the gospel. He complains a bit. Not much, but a little. He says, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." But eventually, ultimately, he obeys. It didn't take long. Like the Theotokos, he humbly submitted to Christ. As the Theotokos said, "Let it be done to me according to your word," he said, "But at thy word, I will let down my nets." And so we see Christ rewarded his obedience and faith with a very large catch. St. Paul points out that nothing can be done by us on our own power. Everything must come with God's blessing. He tells the Corinthians, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that plants anything, nor he that waters, but God that gives the increase." So Simon toiled all night trying to catch fish and caught nothing until God gathered the fish into his nets. And he gave not only fish, but so much more. Christ taught the people. We don't know what exactly necessarily he taught the people on that day. But he gave them his words. He gave Peter and the other boat that was nearby such a large catch of fish that both boats began to sink. And this is amazing. Even the fish of the sea obeyed God. And it's strange that, when the fish obey God, when the storms obey God and stop raging at his command, yet we have such a difficult time submitting to God's will. Such a difficult time. And so at seeing this miracle, St. Paul reacts sort of strangely. The first thing is he no longer calls Christ Master as he did before, but now it is Lord. Anyone can be a master. Lots of people were called master in those days. But in Israel, there's only one Lord. And his reaction was not, as you might expect, after having spent all night trying to catch fish and not getting anything, and suddenly being overrun with fish to where your boats might not make it to shore, you might expect gratitude. But that was not his reaction, at least not at first. His reaction to Christ was conviction at his own sinfulness. He cried, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. St. Nikolai Vilimirovich points out that this is really good. Because a sense of your own sin leads to repentance. And repentance leads to Christ. And Christ leads to rebirth. Now, this should be our same reaction every time we gather together at the liturgy, as we approach to receive the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. We should have a real conviction of our own sinful unworthiness, but of course, always accompanied by hope in God's great love and mercy. Now, there's a very common saying that Father Thomas Hopko loved, that we pray what we believe, and we believe what we pray. In the pre-communion prayers during liturgy, we say, I believe that this is truly your immaculate body and your precious blood. And if we believe this prayer that we are praying each Sunday, then we should really take a very close look inward. Now, the Church offers us an amazing pedagogical tool in the services that we have. Okay? All the way leading up to the pinnacle of the Eucharist in the liturgy, we have all of these services that help to prepare us to get there. So on Saturday night, rather than staying out late and filling ourselves with food, drink, and entertainment, we have the opportunity to come to Vespers, to quietly refocus ourselves from the distractions and the upheaval, whatever happened during that week. We have the opportunity to bring ourselves back to the quiet contemplation of God's providence for us. And after Vespers, it is the practice here to say little compline with the canon of preparation for communion. Some churches do it before Orthros on Sunday. And in either case, if you're not able to make it, you can always say these prayers at home. There's a lot of them. But they have the same theme throughout. And that theme is a recognition of my sinfulness met by God's mercy. So in those prayers we pray, defiled by unseemly deeds, wretched as I am unworthy, O Christ, to partake of thine immaculate body and divine blood, but make me worthy of them. And a little bit later, whirled about in the abyss of sin, I appeal to the unfathomable abyss of thy compassion. From corruption raise me up, O God. That even as far as we fall in our own sin, the depths of Christ's compassion is even greater. And then in some additional pre-communion prayers, we pray, O Lord, I know that I receive unworthily thine immaculate body and precious blood. I know that I am guilty and that I eat and drink judgment to myself, not discerning the body and blood of Christ my God. But trusting in thy compassion, I come unto thee who has said, Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Therefore, O Lord, have compassion on me and make not an example of me the sinner. Our services are not only, though they surely are this, they are not only offerings of beautiful worship to God, but also a teaching tool for us to grow deeper in the faith. I encourage you to take advantage of them. Moving on, as we approach the liturgy, we have Orthros Sunday morning, just before liturgy. It's an opportunity to be reminded of the power of Christ's resurrection for us, and to also hear a little about the saint or the feast of the day, to be more aware of our liturgical cycle. And then we come to the liturgy, where we hear the gospel preached. And having prepared ourselves through prayer, fasting, and a recent confession, we draw near to the body and blood of Christ with fear of God, with faith and love. Being aware of our own sinfulness, like Simon, so that we are able to accept God's great mercy and grace. When we partake, it is not into judgment nor into condemnation, but into the healing of soul and body. To the glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.